One. Welcome, my friends, to Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour, in which I'll be recording some videos that I'll be putting out on Freedom Law School's YouTube channel about important issues relating to freedom, your rights, and taxes, income taxes. And at the end of the recordings, I'll be answering your particular questions that you may have about any freedom or IRS-related issue. So just hang in there, folks, because I'm going to talk about a very popular topic that everybody wants to know. So hang in there. You can call in later on and ask your questions or type it up on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you may be. So let's go ahead and start the recording now.
I'm actually going to do some adjustments on camera two real quick.
Okay. We're going to make a little adjustments, folks, and we will start momentarily.
Are you, are you lined up with the arrow on the table?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a countdown to start the recording in 3, 2, 1.
How can you hide from the IRS? My name is Payman Motahede. I am the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and I will cover that topic for you and answer that question for you in a very clear, on-point way in this presentation. Before I go on, let me let you know that Freedom Law School has been telling the whole world for over 24 years that there is no law requiring 98% of Americans to file and pay the federal income tax. And this video you see on the left is the best introduction to the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax. Watch the short video and you can learn how you have been robbed. This is at our website at livefreenow.org. At livefreenow.org, you'll find it. And also, you'll see our 7-year $1 million guarantee as well. Below that, described, and a video on this topic as well. So, let's get to this very important topic. You want to be off IRS's mailing list, just like me. It's a very natural desire to have the IRS, it's really Satan, IRS, leave you alone, okay? Well, how could that be? What do you have to do to make that happen, okay? Well, we have to look at the law to see the laws relating to this issue of can you do it in a way that the IRS will never write a letter to you and just leaves you alone? Well, we're going to look up the laws. The federal laws are published on the internet by the U.S. House of Representatives, okay, by the lawyers, by the counsel of the U.S. House of Representatives. So we're going to go online right now, look up the laws about this issue, okay? Let's go to my screen. You'll see here. All you have to do is, like me, don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo.com, a private search engine. And on your search bar, typing this information, okay? Okay, the DuckDuckGo.com. 26 space USC space 6212house.gov. Okay? So that's all you got to do, folks. 26 USC. And what is this, folks, 26 USC? There's 54 categories of federal laws, and the category or title 26 is on federal taxes like income tax. It's all the tax laws of the federal government published. 26 USC refers to that book, which is right here. This is my personal copy of the Internal Revenue Code. They call it that, the federal tax laws. Now, you don't have to have a copy like me, physical copy. The whole thing is available online on internet, all of these federal laws. all these pages after pages up, tiny font on this toilet paper thin paper is available on internet now for free. So now what you're going to do in this book, there's over about 10,000 sections and over 100,000 subsections. Okay, you type out the exact section, it'll come up on your screen of your computer for you. Okay, I recommend, by the way, that you use desktop computers rather than a smartphone, the biggest screen. Oh, so much nicer to see things clearly, big print. Okay, so when you type in 26 space USC space, then section 6212. That's the section of the law we're looking for, 6212. And then after that, put space and type in house.gov. By putting house.gov, you will go to the official page of the U.S. House of Representatives. Okay? So that's what I did here. And guess what? The answer came up right here. Okay? Notice of deficiency, 26 USC, 6212. And I opened that link already for you in a new tab. There it is. So it tells you 26 USC 6212, notice of deficiency. And it tells you from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. We're going to scroll down a little bit on this section. And here it is. It says, in general, if the secretary is the IRS, okay, determines that there is a deficiency. Deficiency means there's a shortage of tax. That's all it means. In respect to any tax imposed by whatever, we can skip all the other subchapter language, chapter stuff. He, which is the secretary, is authorized to send notice of such deficiency to the taxpayer by certified mail or registered mail. Okay. So, by certified or registered mail, the IRS has to send anybody they claim owes of taxes that notice of deficiency. It's an official notice by the IRS. Let's continue. Now, this section, a little bit further down after A, 6212A said this, 6212B1, okay, talks about the address for notice deficiency, okay, in section B1, okay, it says this, notice of a deficiency in respect of a tax imposed, right, continues on, it says, if mailed to the taxpayer at his last known address, shall be sufficient. That is the key. They have to send out to your what? Last known address. Okay. That is a very important language here. Your last known address. We will come back to that later on. Let's go now to section 6213. That is the very next section in the Internal Revenue Code that relates to this issue. So you can look it up the same way I already did, but already have it on the screen for you. And it says what? It says time for filing petition and restriction on assessment. And it says within 90 days, or 150 days, if the notice is addressed to a person outside of the United States, after the notice of deficiency authorized in section 6212 is mailed, right? Okay, and here's the important part. They call you the taxpayer, may file a petition with the tax court for a redetermination of the deficiency, for redetermining the amount of the deficiency, because the notice of deficiency is a proposal. You can challenge that proposal by going to the tax court within 90 days. Okay, if you're in America, 150 days, if you're outside of America, right? That's what they say. So here we go. However, there's more. You are further down on this section, and it continues saying this important language. No levy. Levy means taking your money by force. Bank account, paycheck, commissions, any of your assets. If they take it by force, it's called a levy. So the law says that no levy or proceedings in court for its collection shall be made, begun, or prosecuted until such notice has been mailed to the taxpayer. Ah, this is important. The IRS cannot, under no circumstances, take anything of yours or in any way start a court proceeding or anything to take your money without having properly mailed you a notice of deficiency. Okay? And it says on there, previously we read, your last known address. Okay. Now, there's one more thing you need to know about this topic. And that is, if you don't go to tax court, in this case, the IRS can go on with collections. Now, the tax can be assessed. They can go on and collect it. There's many sections on that after this. I'm not going to get into those. Everybody knows this. They know how to make this shorter presentation. This is the main key chance people have to challenge IRS's tax claims by going to U.S. tax court. Now, truth of the matter is that 98% of Americans, we are not U.S. citizens of Washington, D.C. and territories, and we have no income from government sources from D.C. and territories. We don't. Therefore, we're not even a taxpayer. But the government paid by its crooked courts, including tax court and other courts, ignore all that for right now. Yes. So we have to kind of play the game as much as I'd rather not. And no, and we can beat them certain ways. Because here's the problem. The problem is another law, Section 7421. Here it is. We will look it up together. Type in 26 U.S.C., Section 7421, and then house.gov. Once you do that, folks, the section comes up. Here it is. It says what? This section is prohibition of suits or lawsuits to restrain, which means slow down, assessment, which means determination amount of or collection of taxes. Okay? Again, this is from the Internal Revenue Code, as it tells you, right there. So we go down and read what it says in Section A. Except as provided in these 13 sections mentioned here. Except as provided in these sections, which I'm not going to read. Okay? Here's the key language. No suit or lawsuit for the purpose of restraining, which means slowing down in any way, the assessment or collection of any tax shall be maintained in any court by any person, whether or not such person is the person against whom such tax was assessed. Wow! Look at that, folks. Isn't that incredible or what? The federal government says no one can go to any court to stop the IRS determining the amount of tax or collecting a tax, even if it's the wrong guy. Even if it's the wrong guy, Congress says your answer or your remedy is in one of these 13 sections, the exceptions. That's a pretty powerful law for the IRS. That's why it's really Satan, because they're given satanic powers. Now, the biggest of these exceptions you see in there, folks, you want to take advantage of is these sections I covered with you. You want to know and understand sections 6,212 and 6,213. The other ones that are important are 6,330 and 31 on collection due process hearing. Those are the most commonly important code sections that you can use to defend yourself against IRS's corrupt and criminal actions, okay? So the reason why I'm telling you this is important, because you got to know the IRS has to mail a letter to you to your last known address. And the last known address is the address you put on your 1040 income tax confession form, or the address that you give to the post office, or you know, you let them know you forwarded your mail to some other place. And the IRS must check with a post office database before they send out a notice of deficiency. And number three is, if you write a letter to the IRS and tell them what your address is. So the problem is, if you do not let the IRS know your last known address, what they'll do is they will send the notice deficiency to whatever address they have of you from the past. And once that happens, you don't get the letter. The IRS goes on the collection. Then they'll surprise you with a levy on your paycheck or bank account or other assets. They will take your stuff. Surprise! Your employer will just take your check, hand it to the IRS. So that's the reason why, unfortunately, as much as you and I would like to hide from the IRS, practically we cannot do so. It's just not realistic. You cannot do so. Do not attempt it. Because you must, sadly, let the IRS know what is your last known address. So send a letter. If you've been a non-filer or you moved and not filed a 1040 confession forms with the IRS, write a letter to the IRS in Washington, D.C., okay, or some other agent, officer you may be dealing with, office of the IRS, and give him your address, your name, address, your Satan surveillance number. If you have one, you must give that. Without that Satan surveillance number, they cannot process the paperwork. Give him your old and new address. Tell him, look, this is my old, and now this is my new address. Clearly, sign it, and you must keep a copy of that letter sent by certified mail. And certified mail, green and white slip, keep that. Could you guys give me a certified slip, please, guys? I want to show them what it looks like. You must keep that green and white certified slip in your records that's stamped by the post office. Okay? Addressed to the IRS in your files, as proof that you did mail out that change of address notification to the IRS. Or if you put a change of address to the post office, you must also keep that proof in your records. So down the road, if the IRS, that's the wrong one, the small slip. Then down the road, if you, IRS sends letters to the wrong address, then you can catch them and say, look, I got the copy of the letter, and here's the proof that I sent the IRS my correct address, and the IRS messed up, did not correct the records as they're supposed to. Have the guys give you a correct one, please. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to show you right now, this is the certified return receipt part, okay? You guys do not need to do a return receipt part. It's not necessary, okay? But the certified one, which is green and white, that one is necessary. That one, you know, you should have that from your records to catch the IRS. And let me tell you, if you do this stuff right, you can beat the IRS. This is one of the most basic steps of being the IRS. Everybody should know. It's like playing basketball and knowing that you must hit the ball, you cannot dribble. Now, knowing that you cannot dribble, is important. Doesn't guarantee you win the game, but it covers the basics that at least you should know. You dribble the ball, you hit the ball with your hand, you don't kick it, stuff like that. You got to know the basic of all this stuff. Is very important, okay? And here it is, folks. This is a certified from the post office, stamped on the red stamp, fully addressed. Address must be filled out. Remember to put the IRS address on there, folks. Okay? All right. Now, let's go back to our website. Okay, what I'm going to show you is some other important stuff. Now, if you go to our website, I'll show you can win by knowing these basics of procedures. Under our victories, Freedom Law School victories, and IRS victories, I'm going to open them both to you. Under FLS victories, these are my personal, no, these are student victories. These are student victories. These are some of our student victories against the IRS. Look at this, folks. Case after case. You can click on any of these victories and see that the documentation is there where the IRS was beat, one after another, okay? Here's one of them, case number four here with Leon, okay? IRS went after him for $4.6 million, okay? And guess what? It was all zeroed out, okay? IRS messed up and did not send him a notice deficiency, and click here on the links. You see the links to the documentation about this case. On the Freedom Law School wins, folks, I've beaten the IRS myself, as you can see here. And knowing how to play the game was important. It's very important you know the basic procedures how to beat the IRS. We're not taught these things. Your bookkeeper, tax preparer, accountant, or CPA knows nothing about IRS procedure at all. They don't teach them these things. They do not know how to challenge the IRS in tax court, collection, due process hearing, or otherwise. All they know to is help you become more sick by giving more documents to the IRS to use against you and harass you, especially if you're an independent contractor, a 1099 contractor, or small business owner. They'll love to mess with you with your expenses and deductions and credits and schedules you have to fill out, which is overwhelming and you do not understand them. So it's important that you know some basics about the law and your rights. Now, folks, this channel is not monetized. Freedom Law School gets paid zero from the videos that are here on YouTube. Zero. So the only way we get support is if you want to donate to us, or better yet, get one of our courses so we give you something to you for your donation or contribution to Freedom Law School. So what I did is I put courses together to guide you and teach you all these things, okay? So if you go to my screen, you'll see, folks, on the course packages, you go down, you see a course called A Practical Road to Freedom. Open that link in a new tab, and here it is. And I call this course A Practical Road to Freedom because it's got to be practical from oppressive taxation and control. And the table of contents is right here. Okay, 9 classes. And these 9 classes, the class 5 is the most important one, in which I teach you about effective responses to harassing government letters like that of the IRS. How to do the right things and not the wrong things. Right there is a lot. Not do the wrong things and do the right things are very, very important. Okay? So, folks, if you're interested in learning about this stuff, this course is $400 with a 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee and audio. And guess what, folks? If you don't have $400, send $100. You can make payments on the rest. On my risk. If you're not satisfied, get your money back. I want you to be happy. If it doesn't work for you, I don't want your money. This material must be informative to you. You must like it. You must find it useful. Otherwise, no. I don't want you to have the course. Okay? So, now, Freedom also offers many other courses and free packages on our website. You can check it out for yourself in more detail. But the bottom line of this presentation is, as much as you and I like to hide from the IRS, you really can't. So don't. Don't try to do something that will shoot back at you. Because if you try to do that, folks, what's going to happen is this. Okay? Where's the other one that we had? Okay, all right. Well, here's what's going to happen. There it is. Here's what's going to happen. You'd be very unhappy that you did not listen to me. And IRS sent letters to other addresses, okay, not your current address. And you did not get the chance to the IRS timely to meet them like Freedom Law School has done. And you'd be very ashamed and mad, angry, and upset at yourself for thinking that you can just avoid the IRS by not telling them where you're at. But you got to give them an address. It does not have to be your home address or work. It could be your U.S. Post Office box, private mailbox address, your mother's, father's, brother's, sister, cousin's address, friend's address. Doesn't matter. Just an address that you check their mail at least once a week. And so you can get a certified mail if it comes to you. Okay? So with that, folks, I love you. And I want you to know this, folks. Do not let deception and fear enslave you. Okay? I have it on my screen. I'm going to bring up. Where's that fear thing we have, the guys? It's not here. See, this is what happens to people when they're ignorant. When you don't know about law and your rights, you always will be afraid. But once you know your rights and freedom, guess what? This will be the solution. Education will free you to be happier like this versus in fear. I wonder what's going to happen with the IRS. Well, with the help of Freedom Law School, you know what's going on, what to do, and you'll be happy, and you will be free. So remember, false evidence appearing real. Fear is IRS's way of keeping your fear with ignorance. Freedom Law School, with love of truth, set you free. So with that, check out our website, livefreenow.org, folks. Remember also to go to our website. And when you're there at our website, what you want to do is first watch this 7-minute video on the top of our page, right, about who is required to file income tax, because it's not 98% of you. Okay, and then go down and sign up to get our education mailed to you for free. Your free Freedom Education Package is waiting for you. You're going to get all these classes listed on the left-hand side, all of them down here, and more. All you got to do is to get started, fill out your information here on the right side, click on the brown button. You'll get an email back that you want to be on our email list to give this information. You got to say yes, respond yes, and we'll get it to you. So thank you with love. I hope to have a chance to meet every one of you personally. I'll work together to have America be a free country once again.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and save that. You've got some people in chat that have been talking about. I'll take some time to.
Okay. Is that from tonight or last week, by the way? Because I don't see them on my screen. I think they're from last week. On my screen, I see last week's for some reason. Yeah. Yep. Here's a mouse you want to adjust it. Folks, give me a minute, folks. I'm going to get your questions. Let's put on the screen the call in number to Blog Talk Radio so that you can call and get your questions answered. Okay. Right now, that works. The number to call is 657-383-1755. So call that number and press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will notify us that you have a question. And then your question, will be answered. Okay? So that's the best way to get your question answered about any question, issue, or concern that you have. Okay? Right now, at this point, I don't know why our YouTube display and is not working. I'm not getting your questions on typewritten format as of right now. So at this time, it's best if you call the number 657-383-1755 and then press 1. Oh, by the way, I got to mention some important announcement for those of you on the live program. You guys know about our Royal Freedom Package, the ultimate main big program that we have, the Lamborghini Rolls Royce program, that everything is done for you to protect you from Irish thieves and criminals. Two things you may not know. One is that I've changed that. So when you're younger, you pay less. That's a new thing I've done, incredibly new. And I'm going to show you on my screen what it is so you can see it for yourself, okay? And let's go to the on our front page to the Royal Freedom Package. And when you're in Royal Freedom Package, you scroll down, you see here, there we go. These are the prices, okay? Okay, as you can see, even though the program is for age 35 and over, okay, $8,000 for the first year, with a renewal of $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for others. Younger people, as you can see on this page before you, pay less. If you're under 18, it's $400 per year. 18 to 24 years old is $900 a year. 25 to 29 years old is $1,800 a year. And 30 to 34 is, as you can see, $4,000 per year. So if you're younger folks, you have the opportunity to participate and have this program at its incredibly, incredibly low price that is not available, folks. It's not available it was not available until right now until these lower amounts, okay? So take advantage of these. But one thing else you should know, and that for 35 and over people, the $8,000 for the first year is going to go up December 1st to $9,000, okay? And the reason it's going up because back in 2001, when the program started, it was $5,000. The renewals every year were $2,000. Well, the renewals have kept up with inflation over 19 years. It's $4,000 and $4,500 a year. But the first year membership has not kept up. Okay, from $5,000, it has not doubled to $10,000 yet. It's still $8,000. So to catch up with inflation, the first year is going to go from $8,000 to $9,000 starting December 1st, 2020. And then the following year, folks, a year later, it will go up again to $9,900. So this is meant to bring the prices of the program in accordance to what inflation is and make sure that our program is actually affordable for people to follow and something that, you know, the program will be strong. Because remember, folks, this program is not me. I'm not a millionaire. I have no rich benefactor to pay for all this. It's you, folks. You, the commitment to freedom of each and every one of you. by supporting Freedom Law School, being part of the program, you, each of you as an individual, you back each other up, and that's what makes it happen. If you're younger, take advantage of all this. Okay. Now, if you don't have the $8,000, no problem. You can start payment plans with as low as $1,000 to start. See, this is something very important that people miss, okay? Okay? And if you go right now, I'm going to show you the bottom of this page. Here it is, okay? $1,000 to start gets you the beginner's freedom package, but with 2 hours of consultation, okay? So you can make a payment plan, but the more you put on, the more you get the Royal Freedom Package kicking in piece by piece. You can start the Royal Freedom Package with $1,000 only, but you're going to get the beginner's freedom package and 2 hours of consultation. Then once you make your payments up to $3,000, you get the unlimited consultation portion of the program kicks in. And then once you pay $5,000, the criminal legal defense fund kicks in. That's when Freedom Law School will pay to you, keep you out of jail just in case they come after you, because everybody pitched into it, right? And then the last most important part everybody loves, once you pay the full $8,000, okay, then you get the civil defense fund where everything that comes up with the IRS, all the letters responsible will be done for you at no extra charge, okay? So call us if you have any questions or concerns. We want to work with you. Money is not the issue, folks. The issue is freedom for every one of you. For you to have peace of mind. For you not to be afraid and not be robbed. So you can afford a better home, better health care, better food for yourself and children. People tell me, oh, Payman, I can't afford it. Grass-fed food. I get beef because it's more expensive. Well, what if the IRS doesn't rip you off? You can afford it then, right? Yes. Pay my account, afford to eat wild seafood. I'd eat all this farm-raised fish. If you don't be robbed by the IRS, you can afford that. Pay my account, afford to live in a better neighborhood. I got a small house, small apartment. If you're not being robbed, you can afford those things. It's helping you have a better life for you and your family with happiness and joy together. But folks, it takes commitment on part of every one of us to make it happen. I have done my part for over 28 years studying this material and sharing it. But I cannot do it by myself. I'm only one man. Folks, you got to do your part to participate and contribute to part of this effort. So the money part of it, we'll work with you. Whatever it takes, I'll work with you. Okay, but your commitment to freedom, to love of truth, I can't make that demeanor for you, folks. You got to choose that. So let's go to some of your questions now. Okay. Silver Chief asked a very good question. He says, I'm sure the program has a lot of value, but how many people have it? Very good question he's asking. My answer is this. The IRS would love to know that about me. You think that would be smart of me to announce that publicly for our enemy, the IRS, to know how many people are part of the program? I would think you'd agree that's a very dumb move on my part to give them that information. So I cannot tell you that. But all I can tell you, this program started 19 years ago. Even 20 years next year. Long time. It's been very well tested. It's gotten better and better and better. So I hope that gives you a satisfactory answer, Silver Chief.
We're ready to move forward with the summary if you're good.
Oh, no other questions on there to answer?
Okay. There are more questions, but I wasn't sure if you wanted to answer them all right now. If you wanted to summarize and then answer them, or
yeah, let me answer because I got to hydrate also a little bit more. Now another question says, how can I call the address of mine? Well, you could call the IRS as 800 number on the letters, but I do not recommend that. I know it's easier and cheaper, but it won't work. You must have proof that you gave the IRS your change of address. When you make a call on the IRS's 800 toll-free number, what kind of proof do you have? Zero. So you must write a very short letter. Hey, IRS, here's my name, address. Yeah, SS number. My old address was this. Here's my new address. Please change the records accordingly. Sincerely, John Doe, print and sign, done. And date it, of course. Okay. Another question from Paul Morris says, any new information on how to get a passport if you have a 20-year-old IRS debt? If you have a 20-year-old IRS debt, it expired. Yes. IRS can't collect the tax for 10 years. Generally, they may extend that for another 10 years. Usually they do not. And also, if you're in bankruptcy or collection due process hearing, you know, in those kind of cases, that time frame gets frozen, extended. So, but generally speaking, after 20 years, without any of those things, the tax should be gone, my friend. Okay, so congratulations. Okay, that's good. ALM asks, are state taxes mandatory to be taken from our paychecks? No, because just about every state follows federal law. Some states may not, they don't have to, because remember, America is not one country. America's 50 countries, states plus one. 51 countries. And each country in the Union is a separate country, like France, Germany, and Italy are in the European Union. They're separate independent countries in a union. They have their own, each has their own president or prime minister, executive branch head, legislature, lawmakers, and Supreme Court, right? Just like Florida, Texas, California. No difference. Okay? So they could have that, but I haven't come across a state yet that's like that. They generally want you to follow federal law. If federal law doesn't apply to you, federal income tax does not apply to you, the state income tax does not apply to you either. Now, Alexander says, do I need to give them my address even if I have never filed? That's a very good question, actually. I've rarely ever come across that situation. But I would suppose if you're 18, 20 years old, never gave the IRS your address, right? Then the IRS by default will have to use the address that an employer, company, or third party, that you gave them your address, when they give that to the IRS, they'll go with that. Like on a IRS W-2 form or 1099 form, that person, if whatever they give to the IRS, that address will be used with them at that time because that is your last known address. You never gave it to them, someone else did. So be aware that if you move from that address, then you want to give them your new address. Okay, good question. Okay. And Paul asks, but they denied my renewal citing the old debt. Well, Paul, I cannot give you a straight answer about why your 20-year-old tax debt have your passport denied. Okay, probably my guess is they extended that 10-year for another 10 years. The IRS did your tax debt. Before the 20 years was up, then at that time, they presented your rights to a passport. And then 2 years have gone by. So now you can petition the tax court, go to the U.S. tax court, and tell them there's no tax owed now, and the tax bureau will rule or order the IRS to renew your ability to get a U.S. passport. So you have to go to the tax court to fix that problem now, okay? And take that letter you got from the Department of State, petition the tax court with that as your notification. That's the thing you need to do, okay? Any more than that, folks, you need to become part of Freedom Law School, a Royal Freedom Package member, and I'll help you with that problem also. And the specifics of it, I cannot give you a whole class on that, okay? But that's the basics of what you need to do, okay? ALM asked if being garnished, if I quit that job, does the state have to restart the letter process when I start my new job? I'm not sure what you mean by letter process, but they've already got you owing them that much money. They will have to contact your new job and have your new job steal your money. That could be, I don't know, 9 months later or 9 years later, but they will have to contact the new person or company that owes you money for working for them, or your bank accounts, whatever the case may be, okay? Now, LG says California governor just announced a curfew. Is that legal? No. All these lockdowns are completely unconstitutional, period. There's not enough legal challenges made to these lockdowns that say you cannot go to work to feed your family. You must be homeless if necessary. Go on the street if necessary. To not have this phony corona hoax hysteria so we don't pass on this non-existent virus. But there is no such thing as this virus. It doesn't even exist. It makes it easier because you can blame all kinds of stuff on this non-existent thing. Clever, aren't they? David Icke talked about that recently, and many doctors have started coming and saying, you know what? These tests are fraud. They're phony. These tests that they do, the PCR test, it looks for some antibody to that, you know, all kind of reasons you could have this antibody. Antibody to what? The whole thing is a whole fraud. Anyhow, so they should be challenged in court. Okay. Silver Chief says the IRS claim I owe them $1,400 for 2015. IRS did not notify you until 17. Yes. And so it came out to $4,500 with interest. The last two years they took my tax returns. Well, don't file tax returns. Okay, don't let them stop. Don't let them withhold from your paycheck, steal your money from your paycheck from the get-go, right? If you're in law school, on our website, look at this, folks. I'm going to show you. We have answers to these things, okay? If you go under education materials, go down to stop tax withholding, open that link right there, folks. It's all here, okay? It comes up right there. Here it is. How can I stop my employer from withholding and sending my money to the IRS? I've done videos on this thing, how to do it step by step, by following the laws published by Congress. You write to Congress about it first. Then you contact the employer. Sample errors are right here. Everything's all right there. So just use the stuff instructions on that page. And so Silver Chief, you got a letter saying you owe the IRS $1,350. Okay. And you say you're pissed about it. Okay, so am I. My question to you is, what do you want to do about the corruption you complained about? What are you willing to do? What kind of a price are you willing to pay to fight the corruption, Silver Chief? See, it's easy to be pissed off and angry at all the criminality and corruption, but what are you going to do about it? Are you willing to pay a price for it? I have. I spent my youth from age 29 working at this, studying like a dog, day after day, month after month, year after year, for 28 years. Paid lots of money to other people to teach me, to help me what they knew, wrong or right. How about you? Remember, folks, freedom is not free. Okay? Let's go to other questions that people have. Well, let's go to a couple of callers we have, folks, from area code 831 and 864. Okay, my friends? So call from 831. You are first. Give me your first name, my friend. Okay?
Tell Frank.
Me if you have a free. Frank, very good. Are you a regular call? You've been on this Freedom Hour before, Frank?
I did it a couple times before.
Very good. Good to hear from you, Frank. And how may I help
you?
I
sent letters to the IRS about decision 8734 that's in the Federal Registry for bad taxpayer data.
You lost me already. You just threw about no lingo's allowed. No lingo. I don't know what that thing is. You lost me already. Okay. Plain English so all of our listeners understand you in addition to me. So start again.
Okay. I receive about 50 1099s each year, and I've sent letters to each company letting them know it's bad payer data and they shouldn't be sending them to me every year. And I don't know how to stop that. And I sent the letters to the IRS too that they never responded to, citing the law on this, that these people should have to ascertain that I am a taxpayer to send me 1099s. It's only required to file a 1099 the first year, and that's it. So do you have any answers for that, to stop receiving 1099s?
Yes. And I'm in the process of finishing up the letter about that exact issue, putting it on our website for free, and help do this for our Royal Fairfax members as well. But I'm not ready to put it on our website yet because I do not put out material unless it's proofread multiple times. Proofed. So it's almost done. I'm going to proof it again. We'll put it on our website. Okay?
Okay. And I'm a business owner licensed in California. How do you stop the California from coming after you for not filing?
Well, that's a good question. What do you do, by the way?
Insurance.
Insurance, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance, health insurance, those things?
Auto, home, and life, business.
Okay, all right. I used to sell insurance myself in my youth, by the way, for 7 years. I did life. So California is the most oppressive and lying and corrupt, hungry tax agency in America by far. They make IRS look like good boys. That's what the governor Newsom, the crook and criminal, is getting away with, going to a party with his rich friends at a restaurant that's $300 or more per plate for food without a mask. Then yes, he says, you must not have Thanksgiving with more than 5 or 10 people because of you might give or catch coronavirus. You know, you'll get away with it. It's a bunch of tyrannical communists. So you can fight them, but long term, I would like to suggest you consider leaving that corrupt communist state. Let me tell you, folks, as much as you don't like to hear it, but that's the truth. Humanity was not made to be living on top of each other like that. It's unnatural. That's why these cities are the technical civilization, but are from a spiritual family, real life, and value of life is down. So long-term plan to leave. Now, sometimes some people I know, they file and pay with California, but not the IRS. That's an individual choice, so not to deal with the California. And California is such a hungry state. middle class is fleeing that state, that they don't care about cooperating with the federal government. They just want your money. So you may do that too, okay, with California. But there's not an exact answer I can tell you on right now on this call. Do this, you'll be fine. There's no simple answer like that. Okay, but that's one of the reasons, Frank, I offered the Royal Freedom Package with unlimited consultation. Because, you know, your specific situation and circumstances can and do make a difference. The reality of the ground is there's politics involved. Politics of government, politics of your job, the insurance companies you work with, politics of your broker, if you're a broker or not, you probably are the broker, you know. So all that makes a difference, a matter of practice, how to make things work to be perfect or 99 or 90% perfect, realistically. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No more questions for you, Frank? You good?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's go to the call from area code 864. What is your first name, my friend?
Hi.
Call
it's Nadine.
Yes. Nadine, okay. So you sound like a first-time caller, Nadine. Is that correct?
I am a first-time. Very few first at 55 years old, but I'm a first-time caller.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have our free freedom education package, Nadine?
I do. I haven't got a chance to go through all of it yet. I'm going to ask a question, kind of make a statement, so hopefully you can navigate this for me. I have been most of my life a 1099, and I know you're not supposed to pay taxes and do all that, but I did. In 2017 and 2018, I was a 1099 again, and at the time I did not have the whatever 5,000, you know, for each year or whatever, when I worked for an architect here in town, to pay it back. And I was getting, I had health issues. So then what overlapped with it, and then maybe this is where the lawyer and you can step in with this money stuff, is that I had identity theft, and it wasn't my name. It's called synthetic theft. And I think, I don't know if people know what this is. It's very difficult to get it. If someone uses someone else's name and they use your social, I went to a private investigator and he pulled up my social, which would be my taxes and everything, of course. And I have, it's a criminal male. I'm a female. And so I'm trying to ask you questions because I've already done everything legally. And so when all this happens, am I going to maybe have to change my social? Will I owe IRS? Do I need to come to you and preventatively to try to maneuver this because they're tangled together? Am I making sense?
Yes. I do not have a black and white answer for you on this because it could be a blessing in disguise. I mean,
right. Of course. Of course.
When you got,
I was hoping he would build my credit.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. He's flying
because
under the radar. He's probably getting disability. Yeah.
I mean, after all, if a bunch of other people are using your number illegally, you know, well, then, you know, none of it is yours because obviously you cannot be in New York, California, Texas, Florida at the same time,
right.
Northern California,
right.
Southern California, Fresno, San Diego, you know, so that could be a good thing. But we got to talk privately about the details of your situation. So knowing all these factors, how to devise what could be a good thing for you or minimize the damage. I'm not sure which way to go. But regardless, as far as filing paying income tax, Nadine, you can just stop now. Right.
Oh, yeah.
To Congress.
I haven't paid tax. Right.
Uh-huh. You have not paid for a couple of years?
I haven't paid. I owed, you know, back in 2017, 2018, and I haven't worked. So I had no income, so there was nothing to come after. But, you know, it's still lingering out there. So if I inherit a life insurance policy, it's funny that you said you sold life insurance, so did my mother, but they passed away. So if I would come into some inheritance, obviously you don't have to pay tax on inheritance, do you?
No, you don't. Not if it's huge.
unless it's
well,
huge,
you
said?
How much they claim you owe, how much IRS claims you owe them from 17-18?
I think both years, not much, 5,000 maybe.
Don't worry about it. It's too small. The IRS has fallen apart so bad, like a former communist Soviet Union, that anything small, they sell to toothless collection agencies like yours. They won't even bother you with that, baby. Don't even worry about it, hon. Just focus from here forward positive.
Yeah, I was trying to get ahead of this because I wasted so much time.
There's nothing to get ahead, Nadine. There's nothing to get ahead. They will not file any liens against you anymore either. Credit reporting agencies no longer report any judgment or liens or IRS liens on the records at all. So it will not affect your credit, and it's too small for the IRS to go after your paycheck or bank account. So that's it.
Right.
It's no problem.
Yeah.
It's just toothless.
That's very good news.
Yeah.
Also, let me thank you so much for your time and everything you do. I'm my name on YouTube is Love White, and I had made comments and I had asked about the link about the referral. So if you have time tonight, I would love for you to tell everybody about the referral. I thought that was really great.
Your name is Love Life, you said, Live Light?
No, on YouTube, I had made comments to you. It's Love White. Love is my first name. Thank you for the referral. I was looking up because you had mentioned that people, you know, could make money referring them to you. And there's so many people like myself who waitress through college, who is a 1099, that would have loved to have known about you all this whole time, you know? I just wanted to remind you of that.
Yes, well, let me tell you about that real quick on our website. Well, we added, if you go under course packages, go to drop that menu, go down to Freedom Opportunity Plan. You open up Freedom Opportunity Plan, and there you see the program where you can get paid right off the bat for referring anybody to Freedom Law School. As you can see on here, let me go scroll down a little bit. 25%, which is right now of the 8,000 Royal Freedom Package membership, 2,000 cash, will be sent to you right now, okay? Or put that under your own Royal Freedom Package membership. Now, if you can put $1,000 down, you become from a freedom advocate. You are right now, because you love freedom, you become committed and you become a freedom ambassador. Now here, you're going to get 50% of that $8,000 for the RFP Royal Freedom Package, which is $4,000. Okay. So right away, cash sent to you in the mail, or you can put down toward your, you know, if you remember, if you haven't paid in full, you can get applied to your membership. So it's up to you. So you can do that right now. By the way, Frank, you're in a good position, my friend. You know a lot of people. You can send them IRS insurance, you could say. Okay, peace of mind.
Right.
You get peace of mind for what you do. You know, Nadine, same with you. You're out there as an independent contractor. Everybody, we will mail you these Freedom Catalogs of Freedom Law School. Beautiful, full color, glossy, beautiful brochure. Okay, about Freedom Law School. You will submit that to no charge. At my expense, I will ship you a whole case, 122 pages, folks. Okay? And start giving it to people. All you gotta do, make sure from the last page inside on the membership page form on the bottom right where it says, how you heard about FLS, put your name and phone number on there. You can put a stamp on there or write it by hand, doesn't matter. And so if the person sends it to us, and they forget about you, which almost never happens. But in case it does, I want to call you, Canadian. I want to call you, Frank, and say, hey, good news. I got some cash coming to you. If you're not a member, you say, oh, man, I wish I was a member because I would have gotten double. Instead of $2,000, you would have gotten $4,000. So get these catalogs from us. Sign up with the Royal Freedom Package yourself and start having fun. Folks, you got to get right now poised for January. That's tax season. All your regular calls, right now is the time to get this material from us, study up on this stuff. When January starts, folks, I'm going to be busier than a one-legged kick butter, butt kicker, okay? You're going to be out there doing stuff. People are. We're going to kick this off big time in January, okay? So have fun. Anything else, Nate, that I can help you with?
Super. I know you've maybe mentioned it, but I might have overlooked it. What state are you in? Are you in Florida?
Yes. Where do you live at, Nadine?
I'm in South Carolina now, but I'm from Fort Myers, Florida, and I'm thinking about going back to Florida. So that's what I was curious about. Okay, super. Well, thank you so much for your time tonight. I appreciate everything you're doing for everybody.
You're welcome. Folks, let me tell you all of you.
I hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Florida, by the way. Some of you don't know. I'm going to show you on my screen. Go to freedominthe50states.org. freedominthe50states.org. Okay, when you go there, this candidacy shows the freedom in the 50 states. Number one, overall freedom, guess what? It's Florida, number one. At the bottom is New York, number 50. No surprise, right? New Jersey, number 47. California, number 48. Mm-hmm. Hawaii, number 49. That island of beautiful has become a communist nation. But when you go to Florida, mm-hmm. now he's number one overall, okay? You see, all these years, it's been going on from year 2014 forward, being number one overall freedom, Florida. But fiscal, money, taxes, okay? It's been number one since 2012 and has remained number one in Florida. Florida is the number one state in America where people come from other states because it's the most free. Okay, that's why Donald Trump beat communist Joe Biden with a landslide, better than he did 4 years ago, because people are coming to get away from California, New York. They say, no way we'll turn into another California, New York. They're voting Trump. They're voting libertarian freedom. Okay? So Central Florida is when you want to be, between Tampa, Orlando, or Ocala. That triangle, Central Florida, in my opinion, is the best place you all want to move down to. All right, Nadine, any other questions? Thank you for your time. I appreciate you calling me.
Thank you, and have a happy Thanksgiving with your family next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Bob, there'll be no program next year. I have another recorded thing for you guys. I'm going to be with Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante broadcast tomorrow at 12 noon Central Time Zone. And so we're going to have that be we're going to broadcast that actually at next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone.
Super. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Put the call number on the screen, guys. Let's go to some more questions that we have on the screen. Okay. Let's see now. Okay. Now, Alexander says, since I've never filed, I'm less likely to be ever messed by the IRS. Yes, that is right. And Alex, I think you're the youngest RFP, the 18-year-old Royalty and Package member who doesn't have a number. Great. That's right. That's one reason you get such a special discount, because your chance of the IRS coming after you when you're younger are less. That's right. These older people got more history behind them that the IRS may come after them. Okay, that's why they got to pay more than young people like you. Okay. All right. Thanks for the kind words, Silver Chief. I really appreciate it, and I love you, brother. Thank you. Okay. Now, someone asked Roger if I'll write a book. No book yet. Maybe down the road. But people don't want to read anymore. It takes too much time. Let's do it on video, and people enjoy that more anyhow. Okay. Let's see. All right. Now, Silver Chief says, should I pay the $1,300 just to get him off my back? What's your opinion? Look, it's up to you. I cannot tell you what to do. It's your money. If it really helps you to feel more peace of mind, go ahead. You could just pay that $1,300 off. That's totally up to you. On the other hand, you can put a down payment on your Royalty and Package membership, start referring people, get your Royalty and Package membership paid up, you'd be protected, and work with us to restore freedom. And then you make some money, and now you can pay the IRS if you want it easier. You can afford it, not squeezed by and hurt yourself. So it's at the end your call, my friend. Okay. And then now Terry says, if you haven't filed a return for a number of years and your employers have taken taxes from your check, where does that money go? That money was spent on the federal rat hole of waste and corruption, on wars, bailing out the banks, the vaccine makers, you know, the lobbyists, their owners, you know, they all got, you know, paid off for paying the politicians. So that money's done. Think about here forward. Just stop this stealing the money from you. Start being free from here forward. Okay, Terry? Now, Alex tells me I'm 34. He's 34 years old, just never filed. Well, you knew it wasn't required back then. Good job. But remember, this is your last year to get the Royal Freedom Package membership at half price, $4,000 instead of $8,000. Because next year, actually $9,000 coming up next month. You're going to pay less than half if you join now, Alex. With only $4,000. After December 1st, it'll be $9,000. So take advantage of it, Alex. And you can make a payment plan if you have to. We work with you. That's not a problem. Okay. So Silver Chief says, you know, he's totally on board with Freedom Law School. He's not working. That's fine. And he really wants to make more content on our YouTube as well as other sites you might want to consider the same if you are not already on other sites. Well, listen, the content is there. You just got to put it, use it. I'll show you on my screen how the content is. If you want to talk about Freedom Law School, folks, I'm going to make it a little better for you to see, okay? Just give me a second. I'll show you on my screen. Start from our homepage. Here it is. You click on this right here, video at the front page, okay? It plays, right? Now, then you click on YouTube, watch on YouTube. And when you do that, here it goes. Now you get to finish this video. There it is. You get to finish the video, right? That I talk about, you know, income tax stuff, right? But on the right side, the playlist on the right-hand side, you see, are all these short videos. Okay, let me see if I can zoom this for you a little bit better. Can I know? I mean, I can zoom on this page. All the short videos are between 5 to 10 minutes long, 7, 8 minutes typically, 5 to 7 minutes. These are short videos. These get the point across quickly to everybody about income tax fraud, number one. So send that front page of our website and tell them to watch that 7-minute video, and that gives them more of these videos, which are anywhere from 4 to 8 minutes long. Short ones to grab their attention. Okay? Now, look at this. Each of these videos on the description part, okay, if you click on show more, he says, here are the links to the full presentation referred above. So here you get the detailed presentation of who is required to file and pay income tax right here. You click on that link, which I'll do for you right now. Open that link in a new tab. Okay. Here you see the longer presentation. Okay. This is longer. This I go over into it in more detail, slower. So you get the stuff out there, and then you follow up with people, Silver. You follow up with people. You watch that video, the 7-minute video, while you're driving your car stuck in the traffic. And then remember this, okay? Remember that we have on our website the Freedom Opportunity Plan. Let's see, where do we have that? Okay, let me show you guys under course packages, Freedom Opportunity Plan. Here it is, folks. Here's on this page. Study this page, folks. It's not hard to understand. Short, you are already a freedom advocate. And let me tell you something, Silver Chief. Another guy like you, refer somebody else to Freedom Law School, because they couldn't afford the Freedom Law School, but they knew somebody else that would benefit from it. So The other guy got the program paid in full, so the person who referred him got $2,000 down payment toward the royalty package. Then he referred another person who paid in full. He got $4,000 toward his royalty package. That's $6,000 so far. He's got a third person signed up. He's making payments on that one. When that person pays his full, that's $4,000. Plus $4,000, plus $2,000, that's $10,000. So he could get $2,000 coming to him. If he wanted the cash, he said, no, when he pays his full, put it toward my Royal Freedom Package renewal. That was his choice. But then he's going to get after that, you know, $4,000 per referral. Actually, wrong. Because once the price increase goes to $9,000, that'll be 50% of that, which is $4,500 referral. So you can get these. Go stand in front of the supermarket if you want to. I'm not kidding. Supermarket. Go to one in a nicer part of town. Okay? Upper middle class. Don't go to the ghetto. Better neighborhood. And say, do you love or hate the IRS? If you love the IRS, this is not for you. If you hate the IRS, this is for you. It's freedom. And just say it. Many people will walk by you. They think like slaves. I don't like paying income tax, but we have to pay our fair share for the roads and the schools. So I'm going to listen to this nutso. Fine, let them go. Let them go. They don't even want to think and look at things. But a few people are going to say, well, yeah, who likes the IRS? Who likes to pay income tax? Who likes to be poor and not be able to afford things? Right? And my brother will approach you. What do you got? Talk to him a few minutes. Have a nice conversation. Here it is. You know? Tell him, look, here's the president of Freedom Law School who has not filed income tax for 30 years, telling you the whole system is a scam. You don't have to file income tax at all. Give him a freedom catalog. Right? Get his phone, cell phone number, and text him the front page of my website, that video. Tell him, watch this 7-minute video and more. And then follow up with him in a day or two. Hey, you watched a 7-minute video? What did you think? Right? It's a numbers game. Out of those people that come talk to you, most of them will say, nah, I'm not sure. I'm afraid. Whatever. But a percentage of them, maybe 10%, maybe 40%, I don't know, will say, that sounds interesting. I'm going to look into it some more. And then talk to you. And they're going to want to sign up. I say, thank you. That's all it is. If you're someone like Frank, an insurance agent, you come across a lot of people, Frank, give these to your clients. Hey, I got a gift for you. By the way, this is a perfect Christmas gift to add to whatever else you're giving your friends and family members. Freedom. Freedom, what a great gift. I've got you the Freedom Catalog for you to be free. Call us. Put the number of Freedom Mosque on the screen, guys. We'll mail them to you at our expense, the Freedom Catalogs. So, Silver, you don't have to be sitting at home bored, unemployed. Go out there, have fun. Even in the communist International Republic of Mexicania, formerly California, even there, supermarkets are open. Right? That's a perfect place for you to be there. Hand them out. Talk about, let's stop the corrupt politicians. Let's stop firing the corrupt politicians. Right? The communists. Talk about stuff like that. There's no law requiring to follow income tax and support the communist state. Say it. You want to be bold. Because the people who are going to sign up are people like you who care about freedom, and truth, and they want someone like you to come and approach them and give them some answers. Okay? So, Silver, you got yourself a solution. Okay? Call us tomorrow. We'll give you more tips, you know, if you want, and get the stuff to pass out. Okay? And how do you get a box of these two numbers? Call us on the number on the screen. 813-444-4800. We'll send you a box of 125 of them. Okay? Let's see what other questions there are. Call up America 646. All right. Let's see what he wants to do.
Hello?
Okay. All right, let's
hello?
See. Call up America 646. What is your first name, my friend?
C.
Say it again, please.
Hello?
Yes.
C, yeah.
Spell that, please, if you don't mind.
Oh, is this better? Is this louder, better?
No, just spell it out.
T. T is just a letter T.
Oh, T.
Yeah, T.
Okay,
yeah,
good. Okay.
T. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Great show, by the way. I wanted to know, is this going to be like a is there a repeat? I know it's live, but unfortunately I was unable to come in at the beginning. So I didn't know whether or not this would replay. Or would you have an opportunity to see the beginning portion of it? Or hear
yes.
the beginning portion? Is that possible?
Yes. What we do is that the whole program is live presented. And
mm-hmm.
the education part of the program is put out there as a separate video. But the question answers...
Okay.
That one, we don't do that because it's too many videos out there and people don't like to listen to long videos. You know, I mean, I suppose we can, if you want to, if you really want to listen, we can put up for maybe a day or two. But we generally don't do that just because most people do not like to listen to a whole long, like an hour or 2 hour, you know, conversation, you know, or presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
It's
on Facebook. Oh, on Facebook, it stays there. Oh, yeah, on Facebook, it stays there. That's right. Become a fan of Fear and Loss on Facebook. There, the whole thing is up there. That's right. You can get it there, on our videos there. But on
okay.
YouTube,
excellent.
We only put out the educational part of the program only.
Okay. Is it the same for the BitChute and the YouTube alternatives?
BitChute, we don't do that yet, only because BitChute on Fortunately, at this time, they only they just put them out in the order you put them in. If you put too many videos, the good ones get forgotten about. So we put them up on a BitChute, only the special educational part, not the whole question and answer part of it.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now I know where to look. I had some great news happen. I recently started to work for a new company, and he said to me, well, is it okay that I don't send you a 1099? And I went, wow, absolutely, absolutely. Because I was going to go into a whole spiel, but I didn't have to. So I was fortunate. So there are some people out there, at least who know, and so there's I guess, more hope out there than I even expected. There to be, although he did say that he figured that his company is growing and that eventually he would have to send some information to the IRS. So that obviously maybe requires a conversation. So I could send him over to, you know, your site to let him know that that's not necessary and to continue to do what he's doing.
What does he do? What's a lot of his work and how many people work for him? Roughly,
That I'm not sure. I just started and it's remote
roughly.
Work, so I don't know.
20 people, 20,000 people, 1,000 people, roughly. How many people work for the company? What does he do? What's the line of work?
Oh, it's part of arts and culture. He runs a website and showcases arts and culture happenings in. New York and then Massachusetts, as well as events happening globally. But the point of interest is in those specific areas, in Berkshire, Massachusetts, and in New York.
Okay. Well, then he's a very small business owner. He'll be perfect if you refer him to us and have him get the Royal Freedom Package. In fact, I'm putting a program for people like him as business owner to lawfully follow the laws published by Congress, stop withholding from pay of their people altogether, period, as an employer. And you're going to get paid for that, by the way, as for referral. So it's called the Employer Freedom Package. Haven't put it together yet, but I'm going to be writing it on very soon.
Okay. So that's something to look forward to. Okay. Excellent. I'll let them know that. Mm-hmm. Cool. I guess that's all the questions, so I look forward to looking for the replay and continue on with the site.
You're welcome, T. Good to hear from you. I wish you much success and fun at your new job.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Silver Chief says he'd like to thank Jeff Berbick for telling him about me on this latest video. And I'm doing a TDV summit. I should tell you guys about TDV summit for the live audience for sure, okay? TDV, did he give us a link on that, by the way, guys? Okay. Because I'm not sure. I want to give it to the audience about that. TV summit as a by Jeff Berbick. Let me see. And you guys gotta check it out. They got TDVSummit.com. Okay. Let me see. TDVSummit.com. Okay. We can go there together. Okay. I guess that's it. That's the website. Yep. Here it is. Okay, folks. Here it is. TV Summit Online. Okay. He's got a lot of good speakers. Okay. Only $97, folks. Okay. You got a lot of different freedom-minded individuals on freedom, liberty, investing, precious metals, asset protection, survival gardening, and a lot more. Here it is, the page. Here's Jeff Berbick himself, the man who put it all together, and he is the host. It's going to be all online. So you see some of these speakers, you know, Doug Casey, G. Edward Griffin, my friend about the author of the book on the Federal Reserve, okay? And here we go. And yours truly picture is right here also. They put me on there speaking. So you're going to have fun. The schedule is right there. And I'll be speaking on November 19th. Okay, about I have not paid income taxes for 30 years, and I can show you how to lawfully do the same. Yep. So there's other people on there. Folks, tell other people about this stuff, folks. Freedom-minded people, we got to work together. Let's not be lone wolves. Okay, we are out there as individuals. We got to come together like the founding fathers worked together to be successful the most. Okay. Okay, looks like this is it. We went for a long time tonight. A lot of great questions, folks. And I want to thank each and every one of you, who took your precious time and gave it to listen to me, okay, to listen to this freedom message. Well, I'd like to request each of you to remember this. We are here to love people. We're here on earth to do good, okay? So do good, do love, and you do that first by sharing the truth to the people and give them an opportunity to be free. If they love the truth, they will free themselves, and you're going to be just their guide. So give them a chance. Send the front page of our website at livefreenow.org to everybody out there. Here it is. I think we have it on our page. No, let me show you right there. Livefreenow.org. Send that to people right here and tell them, text them or email them or on your Facebook page to watch this 7-minute video right here. Okay? And take it from there forward, follow up with it. What did you just watch? Isn't that amazing? You thought there was election fraud going on? All you Trump supporters, I'm a supporter of Trump myself. You know why they tried this election fraud? Because they've been doing it to American people for decades. These communist crooks have taken over our government and the media, the bankers, all in cahoots together. Let's take our country back. Stop supporting the thieves, the criminals, okay, and withhold your support that you're giving them voluntarily because no law requires you to make yourself poor because you have no legal, constitutional, ethical, or moral duty to support all these communist thieves and make yourself poor. None. You have every right and duty to not fund your enemies who are sworn to enslave you further so that you can free yourself, your family, and America. So thank you. I love you all. And next Thursday night, I'll broadcast the my interview on with Jeff Berbick, TDB, the summit. And the following Thursday, I'll be back for a live question-answer session in December. Good night, everybody.